Scandinavian dance pop diva Robin right there with the song Missing You. That's the opening song to her most recent album, Honey. In the middle, it is music from British best friend dance duo Let's Eat Grandma. From their latest album, Two Ribbons, we heard the song Hall of Mirrors. That's an album we've been featuring quite a bit here on Girly So Groovy ever since its release last year. It's the duo's third album. And it's an interesting album because for Let's Eat Grandma, they tackle some of the darkest of subjects. Lifelong friends from Norwich, England, Jenny Hollingsworth and Rosa Walton, use the album Two Ribbons to make sense of the tragic passing of Jenny's boyfriend, who passed away from cancer at just 22 years old. But the ironic thing is, this album is their most tightly spun synth pop album. It's their lightest, poppiest album the duo have ever made. It was an album the two friends had to make in order to discover lightness in the dark. And it's a fabulous album, worth checking out. Before Let's Eat Grandma, it is DJ, music producer, dance artist Georgia from her most recent album, Still There. We heard the song 24 Hours. Right now, it is music straight out of Halifax. Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees right here on Girly So Groovy.
I have seen the world.
Two bands that have since gone bust and one track I couldn't resist sneaking in there. We just heard music from the now defunct Toronto electronic duo Thunder Heist. Sadly, they only released one album, and they released it as a self-titled album under their name Thunder Heist. We heard the track Sweet 16. In the middle, it is the song I couldn't resist sneaking in. It's Metric. doing a song called Everybody Has a Talent. That comes from the Yo Gabba Gabba compilation album, Fantastic Voyage. And then kicking off the set, another defunct East Coast band, Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees, originally planned as a side project for singer-songwriter Rebecca Higgs. Normally kind of dabbling in the indie folk scene as Rebecca Higgs, but going into the indie rock dance territory as Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees, we heard The Best of All. The album is a self-titled album from Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees. Let's wrap up this hour. Right now, it is music from one of my favorite albums released last year. In fact, it made its way into our top 10 Girly So Grooviest album list for 2023. It is twin sister sensation Tegan and Sarah from their latest album, Cry Baby. It's the song Smoking Weed Alone. Here is Tegan and Sarah right now on your favorite, my favorite, Girly So a Groovy.
Smoking weed alone, I'm in the woods. Wonder if I'll get clean again. Running down the street, it's just a dream. Think I need to wake up again. Cause the light, yeah, the light.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. If the first hour was a bit more dance and hip-hop and R&B, the second hour is going to be a bit more indie rock, indie pop kind of sounds, but still all around fun. I've got music on the way from Lucius, Haim, Dry Cleaning, Sleater-Kinney, Gladys Knight. It's going to be a really great mix. The fact that I said Sleater-Kinney and Gladys Knight in the same hour tells you how we're going to kind of weave all over the place. But we are going to start the second hour off with an Oakland, California band that is absolutely fun. It is a band who knows how to pull in the doo-wop and early rock of the 1950s. They pull in the girl group sounds of the 1960s, punk of the 1970s. I am talking about music from Shannon and the Clams right now here on Girly So Groovy.